the mystery of what Rav Papa was referring to. But the Gemara here makes one more attempt. I don't think this piece is too complicated, but let's see it. I guess we can complicate anything, right? Okay, so we rejected yesterday El Toldo de Bor Kibor. So the Toldo of Bor is like Bor. V'chik Amar Rav Papa. So the Gemara suggests, and maybe when Rav Papa said that the Toldos are Lav Kayotze Bahen, that's going on Toldo de Mave. That's going on the Toldos of Mave, which again was one of the Avos that was listed in the Mishnah Adaf Beis. So my deal, what is it? What would be the Toldos of Mave? If we're going to say like Shmuel that Mave is referring to Shein, again this machlok is about what Mave is. We referenced it at the very beginning.
First day, I think.
It might be correct. And Bezus Hashem next week we'll return to it because the Gemara on the bottom of this Amud deals with it again. So if Mave is Shein, Hokim that told you the Shein is Shein. So then, we don't have to go through the whole back and forth anymore to figure out whether the Toldos are going to be Kayotze Ben or not Kayotze Ben when it comes to Shein, if that's what Mava is, because we already did it. And we've already established on Gimel Amud Aleph that the Toldos of Shein are like Shein. So that is out. Ila Rav Amar Mava Ze Adam. If it's according, we assume like Rav, that Mava is referring to Adam Hamazik, a person who damages my avos, umay toldos ispe. That can't be what Rav Papa was talking about, because how do you have any avos or toldos when it comes... That's fine with me. But we'll see. If it becomes an issue, we'll address it. My avos, my toldos ispe. So what's the Gemara saying right now? How do you ever have, again, so we're going to take a step back. I know you guys know the continuation of the Gemara. You saw it already. But at this point, the Gemara says, how do you ever have a Tolda of Adam? Because again, what's the difference between the description of Adam and the other Avos that we had? All the other Avos were described by the Avos, were describing the action. So once you're talking about the action, so then we can discuss if you have a similar type of action, but it's not the same action, is that going to be a tolda, is that tolda kayotzibo, etc. But Adam is not referring to the action, it's referring to the who, right? It's not the what happened, it's who is doing it. So the definition of Adam Amazik is that the person did damage, so how do you have a tolda? If it's not a person that damages, that's not even a tolda. Because nothing's connecting it back to the av. And if it's going to be the person that damages, then it's always going to be an av. So how, according to Rav, it says that Mav is Adam, the Gemara is asking right now, how would you ever end up with a situation in which you have toldos? Because the ora, if the av is defined by the one who is doing it, and not what is being done, it's very, very hard to come up with toldos. So that's what the Gemara says at this point. So that's why the Gemara says, my toldos is big. How do you even have an oven and a toldo? So the Gemara is going to take a few stabs trying to figure out that maybe we can come up with something, even though it's very difficult. Even though it's very difficult, because on the surface, anything that's done by the Adam is going to be an oven. Yeah, Ryan?
Can I just ask about that? Like, we said
you're right. If sure would have remained as the av, then maybe we could have said the same thing. Maybe we would have said that sure is extremely broad.
The name of the av is like Karen, for example.
Right. I mean, once we define sure as being Karen, Regal, Shane, right? Those are details of what the sure did. It's not the sure itself. If the av was damage done by a shor, so then all of those things would be under one av, because it was defined as, if the av was defined by an animal, any damage that's done by the animal, so then regel, karen, and sharon, whether it gores, whether it eats, whether it kicks up things, those are all done by the animal. Those would all be avos. But we don't define shor that way because we have The reason we know is because we have Sukkim that subdivide that category into different Adams. By Adam, we don't have that. By Adam, again, it's interesting the Gemara doesn't have Pesukim. I didn't put the Pesukim on, but there are, you know, Pesukim described the damage that's done by a person. We don't have it subdivided into different types of things that are done by the person. So therefore, the Av just becomes a person who damages. Person who damages, so how are you going to break that down into Toldos?
So why is the
how?
Why can you say that under Adam there's punching, kicking, running, whatever, and then under those there's different things, whatever.
Because again, in order to be an Av, it has to be written in the Torah. Right? We found all those things when it came to the subcategories.
Which again, I don't want to call Toldos because they're not. No, they're not. The Avos of Shur. The Avos of Shur, we needed that Avos. If we didn't have that, our whole story would have changed. And we may have been able to ask at this point, why is Shur any different?
You can find somewhere else.
I don't know, you tell me, find it.
What about the guy who hit Yaakov, whatever.
Again, we need a pasuk saying you can't do something with not just a story,
right.
Just with a prescribed punishment. We need it to be in the realm of, for lack of a better term, mishpatim. Has to be a law.
What about a slave, if you do what you can, if you knock out his tooth or something, right?
So again, that's a different category of punishment, but it's still other ramazik. So again, what the Gemara is struggling with is that this is the only av that we're defining as who the subject is of the av, as opposed to what it or he is doing. Therefore, the Gemara says, and again, the Gemara is still going to try to find it. This isn't a conclusive statement that there is none. The Gemara is saying on the surface there doesn't seem to be any. So we have to try to figure it out. Yeah.
Why is it asking about God? Should it ask about Toldos on the ground? Like you just said. It says,
I think it's saying, because normally when it says Av, as we said at the beginning, Avos implies Toldos. So the Gemara is asking in general, what exactly, how do we talk about Avos and Toldos at all? At all when we're talking about Adam. So the Gemara makes a suggestion. So the Gemara says, "V'chitei, if you'll suggest, if you'll say, Av Neyor Toldo Yashain, maybe the Av is referring to damage done by an Adam who is awake. As Rashi says, Adam Neyor Hainu Av. Awake would be the Av, and Yashain would be the Tolda. So again, it's still damage done by the person, but again, I guess we would say fundamentally, maybe part of the defining characteristic of the Av, of Adam Hamazik, is that he's cognizant of what he's doing.
Why are you assuming an Av is more cognizant of action than a Toldo? We said it's a very technical definition, right?
I think the Gemara is suggesting it as a logical possibility.
I was saying, but now it's like sort of redefining.
Meaning you would have said it's more logical to say it's the opposite.
No, I'm just saying, like, that was never really, the whole, our train of thought was always about a technicality, right? It's in the Torah. It's an
Av.
If it's not, it's not.
Right, so
now
the case
is
so. I think the Havamina was that presumably, it's safe to be able to assume that the case that the Torah is describing is a person awake, because that's the normal case. The normal case of damaging is a person.
So now
we're
defining
Av
and Toldo as normal and not normal?
I think when we're defining, that is sort of true. Meaning when we have the other cases, when we said that Regel, we only would have known Regel is a case where you send it out. If it wandered out, not, how do I know? Maybe the Pasuk is talking about a case of wandering out. So that would be a bigger Chiddush. So we go with the smaller Chiddush when we're explaining the basic din. So here also, we have two possibilities, awake and sleeping. It's a lesser chiddush to say that a person is chai for the damage that he does when he's awake than when he's sleeping.
So why are you attributing that to the av? You think the av in general is less chiddush?
Right, the av is the basic shot of what the pasuk is talking about.
If it's not more of a chiddush, that's why it had to be said.
So that's what we talked about last time, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. We assume that we have two ways to interpret something.
we interpret it with the smaller chiddush, because how do we know that it's talking about the bigger chiddush if we only have one pasuk? And we need a pasuk, which is interesting in its own right, that we need a pasuk at all, that we need the pasuk to tell us that Adon HaMazik is going to be chayev. But again, I don't want to discuss all the details of Adon HaMazik. It's not really our sugya. Just just this prop for now. So the Gemara says that can't be right. So if you want to say that the Av is when he's awake and the Tov is when he's sleeping, but nah, we have a mission later on that Adam Muad Olam Bein Er Bein Yashin. Again, where we know that from? At some point we can learn that Mishnah. We'll discuss it. But the Mishnah says later on that a person is equally responsible and considered to be Muad, and that he's going to have to pay the full amount, whether he's awake or whether he is sleeping. Tosfos there is going to deal with extreme cases of rolling off the bed when you're sleeping, as no way you could have known. There will be cases, at least according to the Rishonim, where an Adam in fact would be putter, whether it's an onsen. They know exactly, that's what Tosfos talks about. Different types of onsen. More extreme forms of onsen, less extreme forms of onsen. But basically speaking, fundamentally that chiluk between air and yashin, being awake and being sleeping, is not a distinction that exists. If it's not a distinction that exists, then there's no reason to presume that is the av and that is the toldah. Sorry?
Projecting it because that would be kiyotah.
So that's a good question. Right? This when the Gemara here now brought the truth that Adam Muad Olam, does that tell us that Yashin is also an Av? Or does that merely tell us that even if it's an Av, it has the exact same halakha? I'm sorry, even if it's a Tolda, even if it is a Tolda, yes, it has the exact same halachos. That's a machlokas rishonim.
My issue is that the way that we was learning it is that, oh, this is curative, and therefore it's not going to be a good example. But I'm like, we're not going to not say something, we're not going to change the fact of someone being Av and Tolda just because it's Kiyotzeban when you're looking for Lav Kiyotzeban. Either it is or it's not. I mean, why is it getting rejected?
Again?
What? I'm saying, we're looking right now for something that's lofty or it's been, right? That's our objective. We're trying
no. That's the overall objective. But at this moment, we're trying to figure out what is a tolda of Adam.
Right.
Yes.
So we're not going to reject, oh, this can't be a tolda of Adam, because then it would be kiyotzeban, and we're looking for
correct.
Kiyotzeban.
That's so correct. That is true.
We're just looking for the facts.
That is true.
So why is this getting rejected? It's just saying there's no precedent for this distinction of being awake and sleeping.
Again, so that's what we just said. Either way, whether it's an av or whether it's a tolda, we have not accomplished our goal. We have a two-pronged goal. A is to figure out if there is a tolda. If there is a tolda, then we need to know if it's kayotzebo or not. So you're asking a good question. When the Gemara now says, when the Gemara rejects this as being the solution, is the Gemara rejecting this as a solution about whether it's a tolda or not? Or, and saying that really yashin is also an av? Or is the Gemara saying it's moot to our bigger picture discussion, because in our bigger picture, the only reason that we're concerned with whether there's a tolda or not is to figure out if it's lav kayotzebo. And if we have a mishnah that says that the halakha is exactly the same between whether you're awake and whether you're sleeping, then even if this is a tolda, it's going to be kayotzebo.
And the end of discussion, though, we're done. We know that it's kayotzebo in this category. Why is that?
No, it doesn't mean that we can't have another one.
But if one's not, then it doesn't matter. Then that's the general rule. No, if you say this is the obvious that's tolda and it's not, it's kiyotzeban, then how could another tolda of the same obvious be lav kiyotzeban?
I mean, you can have different types of toldas. We're going to see in the end that's actually the answer to the question. We'll see that tomorrow. No, not this. But we are going to go back to one of the obvious we've already had in terms of figuring out what the tolda was, and there are different types of toldas within that ob. So apparently you can. So again, if you look carefully, at Tosfos Divar Masra Vatnan, right? So Tosfos says Vatnan Adam Uad Olam, right? This is the Mishnah that the Gemara is now bringing to reject the possibility that the answer to our question, I'm going to leave it very broad for now, that the answer to our question is that there's a difference between awake and sleeping. Batnan Adam Muad Olam. Person is Muad Olam, meaning a person is always going to be responsible, whether the person is awake or whether the person is sleeping. So Tosfos says, Lo Parech, we don't ask the Yashin Nami Have Av, that Yashin is also considered to be an Av, because Darish Lo B'Gemara Parakeis, like the Gemara Darish later on, Petzach Spatzah, the Halo Maisi Hachikro, Ela Maisi the Have Kayotze Bo. So Tosos in fact understands that there's nothing from Vatnan Muad Olam, your point is right on. There's nothing about the proof that the Gemara brings that shows whether it's an Av or not. All that it proves is that even if it is a Tolda, it's Kayotze Bo. So we still haven't solved our issue.
So you have which one? One or two? The one was if is there a Tolda? Two is he Lav Yotze or not?
Right.
So he's saying what?
He's saying that the Gemara did not concern itself right now, meaning the Gemara maybe could have, which is a good question in the Maskana. Meaning the Gemara could have attacked this from two angles, which is why what the conclusion is not as clear. But then the Gemara could have attacked this by trying to prove that sleeping is a tolda, or the Gemara could have tried to attack this by saying, saying it's an av, by saying that sleeping is also an av. Or the Gemara could attack it by saying, no, yeah, Fanami, it is a tolda. But it's Kayotze Bo, so it doesn't help us. Tosfos is suggesting that there's nothing about what the Gemara did that proves that it is an Av. He says, Eina Fanami might be an Av, from a different Gemara. But that wasn't the approach the Gemara took right here.
What's the Av mean again? I just would have thought it was an Av.
The Hava mean is that we think it, that we thought it was a tolda. The Gemara rejects it because of Adam Muad Olam, that a person is equally responsible, the Mishnah says, whether he's awake or whether he's sleeping.
Right.
What has the Gemara done with that line? What was that rejection? So there are two possibilities as to what the rejection is. One possibility is that now the Gemara has shown that sleeping is in fact an Av. And therefore, awake is an Av, sleeping is an Av, everything is an Av, and therefore, we go back to our question, is there even a such thing as toldos by Adam? And then, we have to also figure out, is it Kayotze Bo or is it not Kayotze Bo? That's one possibility that the Gemara was trying to do. The second possibility is that the Gemara doesn't care to prove that right now. The Gemara is willing to concede, maybe it is a tolda. But if it is a tolda, I still have a Mishnah that says that the halakos are exactly the same, whether the person damages when awake, or whether the person damages when he is sleeping. Therefore, in terms of our bigger picture, it still hasn't helped us, because it would be Kayotze Bo. So we still have not resolved Rav Papa. What Tosfos is saying, is Eina Fanami, we have not proven that it is not an Av. And maybe Tosfos seems to say the Gemara could have proven that from a Gemara later on. But the Gemara chose not to.
So just say it could still be a Tolda.
Exactly.
But
so in our Gemara, what the Gemara has done is shown that even if it's a Tolda, Tosfos goes with the approach that in our Gemara, what the Gemara has done is shown that even if it is a Tolda, it's Kayotze Bo, so let's move on.
So then you would think
the Gemara, whether in reality it's an Av or if it's a Tolda, Tosfos is not sure about that. Tosfos seems to be suggesting that the Gemara could have attacked from another angle and said that it's not even a tolda at all, and the Gemara just chose one of the two approaches. Why one over the other? I don't know. But that's what Tosfos seems to be saying, which again is a very valid way of reading the Gemara.
Right, just to follow up though, because it's interesting. All the other categories that we went through were. I mean, maybe this is not true, but wasn't it that, like, basically once we showed that, like, Tolda was Kiyotze Ben, then we moved on?
Yeah.
Here we're not.
Okay. So Tosos would say that's because the Gemara knows that also it's not really a Tolda. The Gemara didn't need to prove it.
Or like you said, that it could be a different Tolda.
Maybe.
Put that on the board earlier, you said it wrong.
Are you making fun of me?
No, I like when you do that.
I don't have a marker.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, you weren't here at the beginning?
No.
Oh. No, I left my marker here yesterday and it was stolen.
So every
I thought you were mocking me for not having... What?
Every time you do it, I feel like it always happens. So
I just need to take it with me. I just have to remember. If anybody sees at the end of this year that I leave the marker, if I assume I can get another one, then take it.
I'm going to find a really good bag to pick that.
What do you put like in a jar or something?
Okay. You guys, maybe put a little safe in the corner.
Get like a cup and make it look really nasty and then like super glue it to the...
Okay, we'll figure out the. Unfortunately, the reality is that I don't have a. I don't have a marker. I will attempt to see if the reach office will give me another one. But to steal markers?
Yeah, because it knows that it's going to affect my lundus, so it doesn't want me to.
Okay, weiter, weiter. So again, the marker suggested there may be Abba's Nayir and the and told us Yashayin. Sigmar rejected that. Sigmar says Ella. A keicho v'neyo. We're talking about keicho and neyo. What are keicho and neyo? So the Gemara says. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ella told the Adam, haynu keicho v'neyo. It sounds a little bit from Rashi that Rashi understood that we don't have a tolda yet, right? Ella. Rather, tolda, again, because the original question was, can we find the tolda? It sounds like Rashi is hinting that we're still looking at the original question, and maybe Rashi understood somehow from that Mishnah that we, in fact, Adam, Er, and Yashin are, in fact, avos. Maybe he's disagreeing.
Yes.
Maybe he's disagreeing with us. Let's read Rashi very, very carefully. So Rashi says, tolda to Adam is maybe kecho v'neo. What are kecho and neo? So not to get overly graphic, right, but Rashi says kecho is rok hapeh. Says that kecho is referring to spit. Neyo is lecha sachotem, and neyo is referring to the wetness that comes out of the nose. I'm not sure if that would technically be snot or boogers, but I think it's more like you know, like when a child has a runny nose, and it's just like kind of more faucet like.
How do you cause damage?
They get on the floor. No. They drips on the floor, and somebody slips on it. Is the easiest way. But we're going to talk about it. The Gemara's going to
happen.
The Gemara. We have two cases.
Like back in those days, floors were made of dirt, which makes it even more less likely. You know,
not less likely. But they didn't have shoes with like grippy bottoms.
Yeah.
Leather shoes. They wore leather. It's very slippery. Okay, the Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara is going to figure it out. But Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says kecho v'neyo. He proves from somewhere else that kecho is hayotze min hagaron. So kecho, according to Tosfos, sounds like it's something which comes out from the throat with kayach. So that would probably be like, you know, hacking a loogie, right? A phlegm or something like that. And Torahi v'lum moranu tzvichem. And neyo is hayotze min hapeh al yedei nanua. Sounds like coming from the mouth, so I guess that would be spit. Either way, fundamentally, what the Gemara is saying, without getting into all the nafkaminas in terms of the graphic details, is that if it has to be Adam, it has to be a told of Adam. So maybe a told of Adam is when the Adam is not causing the damage directly, but it's something that the Adam lets out, some sort of secretion from the person that causes the damage. Maybe that's a told of. The Gemara wants to know, well, how does it damage? Just like Shneur Zalman just asked us, how does it damage? So the Gemara says, hey, Fidami, what's the case? If it damages directly, meaning you spit and it causes the damage directly from the spit, Rashi gives a case, for example, the easiest case, presumably, you spit into somebody's food. So the food is no good anymore. Technically, you ruined the food, you damaged the food, and it happened directly. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, kainu kocho, not kecho, kocho. It's the force, it's the person himself. What's really the difference between whether I take the plate and I flip it over with my hand and I knock it over and the food falls on the floor, or if I spit in it? Either way, I'm damaging it. So that is going to still be adam. That's going to still be the av.
That's an
up.
But he's getting smarter.
What?
Wait, how's it?
Yeah.
The spit damage the plate.
The food damages the food.
Yeah, that's not the plate.
Not the. Either way, I'm not damaging the plate. If I turn the plate over, and the food falls on the floor.
You could damage the plate.
You could damage the plate, but I just care about the damage that does happen.
Yeah,
What's the difference? You can drop it on the floor, you can spit on it, but if you spit on it, the plate's not.
Because you can wash it off, so it's not a real damage on the plate.
That's why it wouldn't be
good.
That's why it wouldn't be a
tolda. Again, we want to figure out if it's a tolda or not. So the Gemara is suggesting if the damage happens directly from what I am doing, then it's my force. There's no difference if it's the force of my fist punching you in the face, or if it's the force of my spit that I'm ejecting from my body. It's the same thing. As long as it causes damage. If it doesn't cause damage, then it's not damage. That's not damage. That's not a toll. That's nothing.
What does damage mean? What does that mean?
What does damage mean?
Yeah.
Damage means that I do something that causes you a loss. Causes you a loss.
Doesn't have to be a physical loss.
Meaning?
Tsar is like,
no. We can talk about emotional pain a different time. Kovusha and things like that. It might be under Adam, but that's way beyond that. But right now we're talking about physical damage. As long as we have the case where it is, that's enough.
Yeah, the case doesn't make sense.
If I walk over to your lunch in the cafeteria and spit in your food, are you going to eat it?
No.
Okay. Are you out your $10 lunch?
Yes.
Did I cause you $10 of damage?
Yes.
Okay.
But it could be that someone doesn't mind this place.
That's a good question. If you have somebody who's not, let's call it, normal. Again, we look at what's normal. Again, if it's normal in the place where you are, that even if somebody hacks a loogie into your lunch, you're still going to eat it, so then maybe you haven't caused them any damage. But then it's not a tolda, it's just nothing, it's not damage. The point that we're making is that if there is damage, it's still the ah, because it's direct from the person. That's the point that the Gemara is trying to make. And if it's not direct, says the Gemara,
why do Rashi told the
Adam? I read it in the Gemara, but someone is told
the. The Gemara is trying to figure out what a tolda is. The Gemara was suggesting that this is a tolda, and then the Gemara says, "Well, I have to figure out the cases." So if it's a case when it's direct, that's not a tolda. What was your question? How do you read into the Gemara?
Yeah, Gemara, yeah.
So reading it back into the Gemara, El Hechidami. If at the same time bahade da azli, as it's going kamazge, meaning as it's still been initially ejected from the body, it causes the damage directly. Kochohava, that is the koach, that is the force, the strength of the person himself, and that would still be, as Rashi says, kochohu v'hainu adam gufo v'chayi. That's no different than the force of my fist, you know, punching you in the face or flipping your food over. So that would still be the av. That would still be the av. E basar denayich, and if the case is that it already landed, so I ejected whatever secretion is from my body and now it's on the ground, Rashi says, achar noach harok laretz, after the spit, rest comes to rest. So it's not, my koach is gone, the force that I put into it is no longer there. It rested on the ground. Hey Zico, now it damages how? Shahuchlak Adamban. A person was smoothed out by it. How was he smoothed out? He slipped on the floor.
Sounds like gangster now, like he got smoothed out.
Maybe, but again, that's the show rush. That's how we figure these words out. Like chalak. Smooth. The person was smoothed out. He ends up on the ground. So the person slipped because of it. Then.
Do you pay his protection, please?
What do you mean? Oh, like that's not, okay, good. So the Gemara says, let's just finish, if it's after it landed on the ground, a person slips on it, bein the Rav, bein the Shmuel, hainu bor. Then both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, it's a bor. Because then now what's the difference? What's the pshat? I created an obstacle in the Rosh Hashanah, and a person slipped on it. And it's going to be true both according to Rav and according to Shmuel. Both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, we're going to assume that it's hefker.
Why are you assuming it's hefker?
I just think that the norm is that if a person spits on the ground, they're not looking to, take it back.
You don't want
to
get something hefker.
That's what it's saying. So that's exactly what we're saying here. The very nature of what it is, in this case, we presume hefker. If you specifically would want to maintain ownership of your spit, when you spit in the middle of Amsterdam Avenue, it's on you to say that I am retaining ownership of this spit.
Okay, does that mean that I spit on the street and I say it's still mine, and then a car runs over it, and it no longer exists, that they stole from me?
That they damaged you?
Maybe.
And according to Rabbi,
but you were a poshea, yeah. Meaning they wasn't there, but they were.
It's such a scheme now. They made money like that.
Yeah, good luck.
Well,
Ain't bathed in his cup, you know, probably should have a princess.
So yeah. You got a hard time collecting.
Never spit a lot.
Okay. Celebrity,
we'll figure out the get rich schemes.
Yeah, what if Justin Bieber spits on the street? You know, pick it up.
Who's Justin Bieber? Okay, let's move on. Says the Gemara. So now we still don't have a case where it's going to be. A told us, so the Gemara says, rather, the told of Mava is like Mava. So that last line, is very interesting. Is there in fact a told of Mava? Like the last thing that the Gemara says, that the conclusion is that for our larger purposes of Rapapa, that a told of Mava is like Mava. Is there really such thing as a told of Mava? So according to Shmuel, that Mava is Shein. So this line is good. Right? A told of Mava is like Mava, because a told of Shein is like Shein. The question is, according to Rav, that it's Adam, at the end of the day, is there really such a thing as a tolda of Adam? So if we learn, like Tzvi Moshe was saying beforehand, that Yashen, sleeping, is in fact a tolda, but it's Kayotzebo, so then this is good. And that's what this is referring to. If that's not the case, so then, is there in fact a tolda of Adam? Maybe there isn't. Maybe there isn't a tolda of Adam. Then you would have to assume that this line of the Gemara is only going according to Shmuel. Right?
Shmuel's right.
According to Shmuel. Not that he's right, this line of the Gemara.
It has to be that it's like sort of passing in knowledge.
What?
You can't be just talking about one of the options of Adam.
Why not?
Why?
How could
you
just like would say then, according to Shmuel or according to Shmuel?
No, because we don't need to say anything according to Rav. But again,
that line doesn't make sense then.
No, it does.
It does.
Yes.
It does.
Because it doesn't. But it does.
I don't know if that's what you're saying. It does in a certain sense. Again, if the purpose of the Gemara was to explain if the toldos are kayotzebo or not kayotzebo, the Gemara only needs to explain the toldos that exist, that they are kayotzebo. The Gemara doesn't need to say about toldos that don't exist, and the toldos don't exist. So it's not that the line works according to Adam. It's that you're right, the line isn't necessary. But the Gemara didn't have to say anything. But probably to keep the Gemara symmetrical, that's probably the real reason. And the fact that the line is not meaningless, because it does explain it according to Shmuel, that's why the Gemara chose to do it. Alternatively, if you learn that there is a tolda of Adam, which is Kayotzen, which maybe is sleeping, right? Which maybe is sleeping, because we said that part wasn't so clear. Then you can understand this line according to everybody. If you had a chance to look at that Rambam, I took a picture of it because I knew we didn't have a safer here. The Rif also? Okay, I didn't have a chance to look at the Rif. But if you just look, the Rashash. So the Rashash, if you saw the Rashash going on Rashi by Kochohu, Hainu Adam Gufo V'chayim, Rashash says, Rashi seems to say that it's an Av. That makes sense. That's a simple John Rashi. It's Rashash says it explicitly. The Rambam writes in Chovel Mazik Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph like this. Sorry, Halacha Yud. I apologize. Halacha Yud. You ready? Echad Hamazik Biyado. Whether a person damages with his hand, Osha Zarak Evan, or he throws a rock, or Yorachid Fizikbo, or he shoot an arrow, and the arrow damages, Osha Rak Ona Benizik Bekocho Benev Ishalvim Bekocho Harezek Hamazik Biyado. All these cases where you throw something, whether you're throwing a rock, whether you're throwing an arrow, whether you're throwing your spit,
when it's not the person himself, it's the person himself, but it's because of the force.
Not an arm. It's not an arm. When you throw an arm.
When you throw with your arm. Not if you throw a punch, right. Not if you actually punch the person. Oh, no, he says here, mazik the other.
Interesting.
Harizek and mazik the other. It's like direct. I think he's only going in those cases. But he says, Vehim toldos shel Adam. Vehim toldos shel Adam. The Rambam understands, which is interesting, that lemaskona ha-Gemara, when the Gemara says, kochohu, the Gemara was not rejecting that it could be a tolda. It can be a tolda. But apparently, it would be kayotze bo. It sounds like he's arguing the simple pshat in Rashi. But that Rashash, I think, which is the simple pshat, the Rashash that says that Rashi, when he says gufa hu b'chayim, is an av, I think is the simple pshat in Rashi. The Rambam is saying that when the Gemara says kochohu, it's his strength, that's just explaining the pshat. It doesn't read so well in the Gemara. It does not read as well in the Gemara, because then the Gemara goes on, but he reads the whole Gemara that way, because he actually says in the continuation, it's almost as if he's like explaining our Gemara. Because then our Gemara says, well, what about after it rests? The Rambam himself says, but if it comes to rest, and a person slips, but because those other takalos are told us a bor. So he seems to be reading it into our Gemara.
What was the first name?
The Rambam says that when the Gemara here says,
it's a
tolda. It's saying that it is a tolda. It's not saying it's an av. It's saying that if it's not the person itself, it's the force of the person, that in fact is a tolda, not av. That seems to be, and again, so if you learn like the Rambam, so now the end of the Gemara is even better. When the Gemara, the end says, toldos of mava is kamava, that's saying that when it said kochohu, there's no reason to distinguish. Yes, it's a tolda. It's a tolda because it's a little bit indirect. Is it any different than the av in terms of the thing? It can't be. Because of Adam and the Olam, we assume be'er, be'yashin, and it's even true about these toldos as well. So again, so in the end of the Gemara, it would appear to be, again, it's an open question according to Rashi, if within Rav's world of Mava being Adam, is there in fact any toldos of Adam? We can see what Rashi was sensitive to in the Gemara, right? The Gemara didn't really say it explicitly, that there was any toldos. Maybe that's why he didn't want to say it. Well, the Rambam, again, I'm not sure if he's coming from the end of the Gemara, maybe he was, but you see from the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that the toldos of Mava are like Mava, perhaps what the Rambam saw in that is that it has to be true according to everybody. And therefore, he understands that when the Gemara says earlier that it is Kocho, that is not the Av, Rather, it is the Tolda. Again, I'm not sure if Rambam got it from somewhere else, but again, just to quickly review that last point, we seem to have two options, potentially, of what in a Tolda of Adam is going to be, either sleeping, or when the damage happens directly from something that I do with my force, but it's not me. And in both cases, it seems to not be clear in the end whether the Gemara is saying that they are also the Av of Adam, sleeping and the force, or if the Gemara is saying that either both of them are one of them, meaning either one could either be an Av, or that they are toldos, but it's toldos that are so similar to law that they are going to be kayotzebo, and we still haven't resolved our Rav Papa question. And again, what may be pushing some of the Rishon turn that way is the fact that we conclude the Gemara by saying, "El tolda de mava is kamava." Sounds like there are toldos de mava. It doesn't say it's only talking according to Shmuel, and therefore the simpler pshat is that it's talking even according to Rav, that it's mava is adam, and therefore one of these two would seem to be, either one of them or both of them, would seem to in fact be the av, and that's clear the way that the Rambam understood. In Rashi, we really have no raya. The Rashash seems to be learning the simple pshat in Rashi that in the case of the spitting, kofo sounds like the same thing as gufo. Why would I be mechalik? But it's a little bit of an open question. Okay?
Meaning an av.
Yeah.
Does the does the clarification of what told and av are later on give any insight into this or not really?
Not really. Not really.
It gives insight into the overall sugya that we weren't off on what we were trying to figure out. So maybe we'll feel better when we
and also in the Ramadan, is he saying that when you throw a basketball against somebody's face, that's like the regular damage?
Yeah. That's told on. Now again, after when we get to more details of Adam, you know, if it was totally off the backboard or whatever, you know, indirect, you know, how much are you going to be liable for it? But by throwing it directly, yes, it would be a told on Adam and you'd be fine. Again.
Would Shmuel hold that there's only two avos for sure? There's only Karen and Rael?
Maybe.
Why maybe?
Again, there may be a lot more. We're going to see on the next daf that there are a lot more avos than just the ones that we've had so far. So I don't want to box Shmuel into something which isn't 100% accurate. Theoretically, according to what we've seen right now, the answer would be you wouldn't. It's not going to be twice.
Right.
That's correct. Okay. Whether there are going to be other things that we're going to have to include is part of the broader discussion of what other avos there are. Yeah.
So what is the pasuk again that we know Adam?
That's a good question. We have to figure out from the Pesukim and Mishpatim which one the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara did not ask the question here.
Why would we be able to tell?
Because apparently it was very obvious.
Would we be able to tell that if it's an Av or Tolda these things?
I don't know. Let's try to look at that tomorrow.
So
yeah.
Can I ask a random question or are we doing something else?
No, we're done.
Okay, so how does it work? Like, the Mishnah is an Av, right?
Mm-hmm.